Welcome to another edition of The Last Negroes at Harvard. I'm Kent Garrett. This podcast is about being black in America for over 80 years. It is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Well, the mainstream media had a field day dealing with, quote, out of context material this weekend. That's when they leave out the end, the middle, or maybe the beginning of a statement or soundbite that gives it a totally different meaning. The issue was the word bloodbath, and the subject was Donald Trump. Here is a Fox News spot that explains what happened.
The big story tonight. Trump torn apart. The mainstream media, from the New York Times to ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News, pouncing on the former president's comments at a rally, claiming he said there would be a bloodbath if he's not elected. Surprise, surprise, his comments completely taken out of context. Here is what he said in full.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
And this may surprise you, it wasn't just the media, Democrats pouncing too.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about?
Also, Republicans are stepping in and blasting the media and Democrats' manipulation of reality.
He was saying that if you allow the Chinese to dominate the EV industry, which is what Biden's policies are promoting, you're going to destroy the auto industry in this country. I think it shows how low the media is willing to go to cover for Joe Biden.
We are going to see a massive push from now until Election Day using social media, using the media to try to take everything that President Trump is doing and saying out of context.
That's what the liberal media does all the time with Donald Trump. They have been going after him from the time he announced he was running for presidency back in 2016.
All right, Joey, let's start with you. Is the media overreacting?
Is the media overreacting? I love that you would even take the time to ask that question. You know, when I was in high school, I had a science teacher tell me that college was going to cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, boy.
And then I had a football coach tell me before we went into the game that we were going to battle, and I was down in the trenches. I guess I didn't understand that those weren't literal because I ended up going to battle, and school cost me a leg and a leg. My point here is that to take colloquial terms and turn them into something outrageous, I mean, there's two things happening here at once. One, the bombastic hyperbole that Trump uses is baked into every voter's mind. They either love it, don't care about it, or they hate him anyway. Just like with Joe Biden being senile and doing gaffes and doing those things are probably baked into the minds of those that already support him. Democrats are playing on this not because Trump said bloodbath, but because January 6th they feel like is something they can work. And that shows you how desperate they are, if that's what they can work to get Biden reelected.
Kennedy, so Trump sat down with Howie Kurtz here, and as you may imagine, he had some feelings on the media. So I want to play that for you and then ask you whether you think he was taken out of context. Listen here.
I'd love to get along with them, and I'd love that they were straight down the middle and, you know, covering the stories that should be covered. They're like the police, and frankly, they keep our country honest in a certain way if they do their job properly, and they haven't been doing it properly.
He wants to defund the media. I think that's exactly what you're seeing, Griff. I don't think we've seen a president who's benefited so much from social media and controlling his own narrative like this president has. And even though tech companies and the media tried to align against him and, you know, keep him off Facebook and keep him off Twitter, which is now X because Elon Musk bought it. But whenever I hear presidents complaining about media coverage, it gives me hope. And I don't think the media has been as direct or as cruel or as abstracting with certain phrases and misrepresenting them like they do with this president. I know President Biden complains a lot about the coverage that he gets. Yeah. And he says that, you know, you guys aren't reporting the real polls. You know, I got five that say I'm way on top. It's like, that is not true. That's a falsehood. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, she should have been really upset about some of the speculation when her husband was both pulled over for a DUI in California. And then when he was like brutally assaulted and almost killed, and, you know, some of the narrative before we knew some of the facts, that was a misrepresentation. So she, of all people, should not be misrepresenting these words for her political gain.
Do you think he was taken out of context?
And the Ohio bloodbath thing?
Yeah.
Yes, he was totally taken out of context. Absolutely. And, you know, in one way, the bombasticness is a gift on a silver platter to the media, who's very lazy when covering this president. But in another, we should have as much honest reporting as we possibly can of these two presumptive nominees.
Lisa, you know campaigns, you know politics. I thought it was fascinating that in almost real time, and certainly, I don't know the exact timing, but very shortly thereafter, at least, my inbox hit with the Biden for President response. And as you might imagine, they took the bait, so to speak, and seized right on it. Here's a little bit of what they said. They said, instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience, Trump doubles down on his threats of political violence. The American people are going to give him another electoral defeat this November because they continue to reject his extremism, his affection for violence, and his thirst for revenge. Do you think Trump was trolling the campaign a little bit to get this response?
No, I mean, they're lying. That's a blatant lie. And Trump wasn't taken out of context. The media is just lying. It's lies. He was specifically talking about the auto industry. Anyone that took 2 seconds to watch the clip would know that, but they decided not to. And look, Obama's former attorney general Eric Holder was on Real Time recently, and he was asked about the bad poll numbers. And he said, you know what? Once the media turns against Trump, we'll be fine. Turns its attention against Trump, we'll be fine. Because Eric Holder knows that the media is going to lie. He knows that the media is willing to propagandize what the left tells them to. And you can understand why the media does it in countries like China and Russia when there's no choice. But here, our media is intentionally and willingly debasing itself to lie for the left.
Do you feel like, Joey, that the media is trying to come even harder this go around at Trump, and is that playing to his strengths?
I mean, I think it's the one thing we can always count on. Like, the media has kind of turned away from Biden because the water's so difficult to carry at this point, the bucket has holes in it. Like, you can't paint Biden in a beautiful light anymore, as good old Uncle Joe. But the one thing that still brings them all together is this real hatred for Trump. Some of it stems back to the fact that he was one of them before he ran for president. A lot of it goes to the fact that he kind of pulled the curtain back, especially in D.C., and showed, hey, there's a lot of cronyism here that I don't want to be a part of. And so the media is a part of that. When you have several executives at many of the other companies that were in the Obama administration and vice versa, there's a personal connection to hating Trump that may not exist with any other politician. We might would have seen it for Ted Cruz. We might would have seen it for like the Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greens. But Trump is just so effective that it's a truly personal vendetta. And Trump opens the door, of course. That is part of his endearing factor, and it's a part of what keeps people at arm's length, and it's a part of what repulses people. But it's consistent.
Yeah, but
it's nothing new, and it's not outrageous.
But even when he doesn't open the door, they intentionally lie, like they did with this. Look, I've worked in politics for a long time. I've worked on campaigns. I've worked on Capitol Hill. In communication, specifically, the left has always been against us, has always been against Republicans, but not like this. And you can go through, they've done this with Trump, the Russia hoax. That was a blatant lie. The media knew it. Mm-hmm. And they pushed the unverified dossier that was, you know, paid for by Hillary Clinton. You look at the Charlottesville lie. I remember hearing the way the media reported that. I'm like, oh, man, that does sound pretty bad. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go read the transcript. He specifically mentioned 4 different groups. And if you actually read the transcript, he explicitly condemned the neo-Nazis and KKK. But the media didn't report that. They lied.
That's a little different in this case, right?
I don't think so, because it's when you actually look at the full picture, you get with the taste of what the media tells you. And if you actually do your homework, if you actually do your research, if you actually look at what was really said, it was a lie. So it's actually very similar in that sense.
So the lesson is to beware of the, quote, taken out of context phenomena. If you get your politics from the mainstream or the downstream or the midstream media, do not let them manipulate you or lie to you. And that's it for this edition of The Last Negroes at Harvard. I'm Kent Garrett.